And how long did you go to Somerville College?
Well, I entered in September, and I got sick after I went back after Christmas, and I was making pretty fair grade, uh-huh. and I got up and wanted to review everything, you know, uh-huh. they passed over, it ruined my eyes, and uh-huh. I had quit.
I see.
And I went in February to Missouri, and was out there about 10 months, and outside of that, I've been...
Uh-huh. What'd you do out in Missouri?
Well, I farmed on a big ranch my brother operated. We plowed two rows of corn with three horses, you know, at a uh-huh. time. And at one time, there was 15 of us. There were 1,700 acres in that farm.
Is that right?
Yeah, big farm.
Have you ever made any other trips out of the county?
Oh, I made trips, but I...
Never lived
there. Yeah, I visited a sister this last fall in Colorado. I had sisters.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of the places you visited on trips.
Well, when I was in Missouri in 1910, I wanted to get a home pretty quick. And I got corresponding with a real estate dealer in Colorado about some of that cheap land.
Uh-huh.
And I went out there mm-hmm. on an excursion line, and he hooked up to his pony and just went just across the prairie, you know, to
yeah.
8 miles. And got out there, about the only thing was there was a little sod house, and it'd been a hand dug well, I suppose. And I was finally interested in cattle, and I said, how many cattle can I run on 160? Well, he said old-timers said four, but you could do better than that. Well, I think I can do better than that back in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
I never did settle down. That was in eastern Colorado, and it's awful dry there and too high to irrigate.
How long were you out there?
I was gone 10 months.
Oh, you went from Missouri to Colorado?
Oh, no, not in Colorado. I was in Missouri. You okay. see... You know, I went to Sunday school there in a little country church and got pretty well acquainted. And they all came in and just act sort of like they saw I was leaving.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I was probably leaving.
Yeah.
And I was back in a week.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that right?
I sort of ashamed to come back.
that wasn't the time you went to Missouri.
Well, I was in Missouri at the time.
I see.
Yeah. And got
you went out to Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Where was your father born?
He was born over here near Bowmantown, but...
How do you spell that? B-O-W-M-A-N?
Yeah, but... let's see, you know, he was born over here about on this side of Bowmantown.
Mm-hmm. How far?
And then his father... bought a 4-acre tract and operated a little shop and had water power, you know, there's water power under there to do that. And then my father operated a grist mill and a sawmill.
Right.
And at that day and time, there wasn't any sawmill between Jonesboro and Fall Branch, and they just piled logs in there. He had about 15 feet waterfall, I believe, but it wouldn't last long, you see. He'd have to saw all and shut down.
Where is Bowmantown from here?
Well,
how far?
It's 3.5 miles, I expect.
That wouldn't be, that would,